Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Philip Porin. He is the principal at Eugene Field Elementary School, but he's not talking about the elementary school this morning. Philip, you are here this morning to tell us about this year's Fit Family Challenge.
So this year we're back with our Family Fun Challenge, and that includes two events. One is the Run for the Radio, KXCV KRNW. That starts here in just a couple weeks, I think, and runs through the month of April. And then our event is on Saturday, April 20th. It's the Speedy Spoofon 5K. Kind of made that an annual event for the last 11 or 12 years. It starts right out front at Eugene Field Elementary School. And so far, we have about 130 registrations. That's about 40 more than we normally do. So we're very excited and hoping for some good weather there, and it all kind of culminates into a Family Fit Challenge, which if you do both events, you're entered into some just great, fantastic prizes. Prizes this year include family passes all the way up to Clarinda at their indoor facility up there. They got that indoor pool, the lead center. So there's family passes for that. We've got a cabin rental out at Mazingo, family passes to Science City. We've got local pool passes here, and then working with Matt there at the radio station, we've got a Mustangs night for anyone that participates in really either event, but definitely if they participate in both. So a lot of fun activities. We've partnered with the university in March. We had a family fun night at Hughes Fieldhouse and offered some discounts for folks that wanted to register for the events, and saw about 30 students and families at that event, got some folks registered for both. And we're just really excited about this partnership. This is year two for us, and I think it's grown, and we hope to see it continue to grow.
So you probably got a lot of feedback from last year's event. How much of that did you funnel into this year's event?
So last year we had in the neighborhood of maybe a dozen families, maybe a few more, that participated in what we had last year, three events. So we had Ben Stockings of Hope, which is an event that's over in Hopkins, I believe. We're not doing that one this year. We're keeping it just with April. So having just the two events, I think, will promote more folks to get involved. And because we've done probably a better job of advertising that partnership, I think that's going to be another key factor in getting more families involved. So we looked at the feedback side of it from families. They really enjoyed it, the ones that did get involved with both or all three. And their feedback was, hey, if you keep rolling this thing out, we're going to keep doing it. The ease of the Run for Radio, I think, with them running on campus or Mazingo or wherever their travels may take them and simply snapping a photo and getting it to Helen, that makes that one pretty easy to participate in throughout the month. And I think our families kind of really noticed that last year. We had our Speedy toward the end of the Run for Radio, and we had Matt and Helen here, so we were able to talk that up with them and get some families maybe more information if that's what they needed, so that this year they would be willing to do both. Hoping that some of that front-end information and advertising pays off, and again, we've seen it with our registrations. I'm not quite sure where Matt's at with his, but we do have, again, about 30 or 40 more registrations at this point than we've had any other year.
And what's some of the feedback that you've heard that you didn't quite expect?
So from some of the families that we talked to, we started back in November. We had a turkey trot here on our own campus here at Eugene Field. And we promoted both events even back then. We promoted folks to jump into the app Couch to 5K. We have seen, I guess, feedback-wise, we have seen some folks that have told us, I don't normally run, but I've been trying to run to get in shape for both of these events. I want to be able to participate with my own student, my own child, and run and finish the race with them, cross the finish line with them. So I guess some of the stories that we've gotten have been from families that aren't considering themselves to be runners, but they've taken these challenges and they have tried that Couch to 5K, or they are slowly maybe becoming runners, not just because of their own health, but because they want to finish this race with their own children. So that's a pretty fun thing for us to see, especially at our event. You know, moms and dads finishing the race with their third and fourth grader or their second grader. That's been pretty fun. That, I guess that feedback has been maybe informally accepted, but it's feedback that we've garnered from families in a very positive way.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. Philip, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would say, again, this year, I want to give a shout-out to Erica Jeter. She's our music teacher, but she's our race director and goes out and does a great job of connecting with the community to get these great prizes. And whether you go to the Run for Radio or you come to the Speedy, you're going to see a nice show of support from our community. Donovan Harris is at our tech school, and he's got a new program he started, and they're doing some things to promote with some of the signage that you'll see during race day, whether that be the arrows directing traffic, directing the runners, signs promoting the event. So we've really, every year, we kind of just grow our bubble a little bit to encapsulate more and more of the community. And we've got a great community that supports these two events and couldn't do it without them. So want to give a shout out to those folks. And again, thanks for the radio too. You guys have been a great promoter for our event as well, and we appreciate that very much.
All right, Philip, thanks for joining us this morning. Once again, that is the principal at Eugene Field Elementary School, Philip Horn, talking about this year's Fit Family Challenge, which is a combination of the 5KX CV Karen W. Run for Radio and the 13th annual Speedy Spoofhound 5K 1 Mile Fun Run. You can learn more at kxcv.org. This has been your morning conversation here on KXCV Karen W. I'm Jeremy Warner.